The Ebb and Flow of Immigration. I'm CJ Jackson, and this is the Business Review.
We're trying to quantify the climate for immigrants in states. You can sort of rank them, how this climate or these index scores correlate with certain characteristics of the states and localities, like how many undocumented workers they have in the state. Does that affect, you know, the states dealing with them? The growth of these populations, does that affect things?
Research by economics professor Von Pham shows that it does. Arizona, Missouri, and Virginia have the most restrictive immigration regulations, greatly limiting access to employment, education, and housing. Illinois and California allow access to all three and tend to pass more welcoming legislation.
States with high rates of growth of the unauthorized population tend to have more restrictive immigration regulations. So what that's saying is basically that states tend to react when they perceive a large influx of immigrants. If you have a high rate of growth of the undocumented population, then you tend to go negative. But states with the largest populations tend to go either way.
Pham says wherever there's a high number of undocumented immigrants, states are generally more active in levying laws. But whether the ordinance is negative or positive varies from state to state. The Business Review is a production of KWBU and the Handkammer School of Business at Baylor University. You can access this segment at baylor.edu/business.